Hi, I'm David Kaplan, and you're listening to the Sports Talk Live podcast. Enjoy the show. It's a Chevy Power Play. Now get over $8,600 total savings on a 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT, plus an additional $2,500 in competitive owner cash. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and score. We have baseball tonight on NBC Sports Chicago. Manny Machado's in town. He's in Chicago. Unfortunately, he's still a Baltimore Oreo. White Sox and O's open a four-game set. Baseball night in Chicago starts our coverage at 6:30. Jason and Stoney have the call at 7 straight up. Meanwhile, the Cubs don't need Manny Machado anymore. They're all better, baby. They take 3 of 4 in Cincinnati after getting solid outings from the much-maligned Q and U. But whose outing was more significant? And welcome into Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. If you had a good weekend, good start to your week, I'm David Kaplan. Let's meet the panel for today's show. He is Mark Grody from The Score, Sports Radio 670. He is David Haw, the lead columnist of the Chicago Tribune and The Score. And she is Shay Pepler of Fox 32. Just got a brand new full-time gig there. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're
for
awesome.
That, Mr.
All right, Machado Mania is here. Trade rumors swirling. Manny Machado has finally arrived in our city, but he's still a member of the dead-in-the-water Baltimore Orioles. Today, he was mobbed by a sea of reporters, including David Haw, outside the visitors' clubhouse at Guaranteed Rate Field, and was asked about maybe ending up on the other side of our city and playing with his childhood friend, a man he calls his cousin, Albert Almora Jr.
As kids growing up, you know, we played together as kids to begin with, you know, and when we're playing in his backyard growing up, you know, we've always dreamed about playing together someday in the big leagues and put on the same big league uniform and, you know, be on the same field. We're World Series together. I mean, that's every kid's dream.
Like I said before, I'm here to play baseball. I mean, obviously we got to answer these questions and we got to stand in front of the camera, but at the end of the day, none of that matters if you don't go out there and you don't win some games for your ball club, win teams for the Orioles and you know, play well at the same time. You know, if I wasn't playing well, they wouldn't be talking about.
First of all, I love the $1,200 sweater because it's like out of the norm. Wasn't it cool?
It is cool.
Like out of the norm. Like you would never be caught
in
that thing.
So thank you, Cap. But no, because I'm not a baseball superstar. And I think that it's just a sweater. It's just an interview. But he carries himself.
The hairstyle.
He carries himself like a star. And you could see him being in very comfortable in the spotlight that being a Cub would create. He's the ideal Cub. And I think that the price would be a lot, but you can't tell me that he wouldn't be exciting to be on the north side.
Do we really need him on the north side, though? I think the Cubs could potentially win another World Series without Manny Machado. Yeah, he's got a friend in Albert Almora Jr., Chris Bryant has a friend in Bryce Harper, so maybe we'll just have a whole friendship tree going on the north side. But I don't know. It sounds great, but it's a rental. And I think the Cubs at this point with the team they have now could still win a World Series if all the stars align.
I do think they need him. I mean, in terms of like we're talking about, you know, gluttony a little bit here in terms of what the Cubs have. But there's been so much inconsistency in the Cubs offense really for a year and a half now, in terms of Addison Russell, even Kyle Schwarber. I realize that he's better. But I think that is a guy that you would welcome to bring some shine to the offense. For sure. But
who doesn't need one of the top five players in baseball?
Right,
doesn't need that?
I'm saying that the Cubs right now, regardless, even if Machado wasn't on the table, I would say that they still need either their own players to get more consistent offensively, because we've seen too many runners stranded still, or you bring in Machado. Now, that said, I don't think the Cubs are going to have enough to get Machado at this point.
Well, first of all, you're only talking about 3 months rental of a position player. Pitching usually brings you more in trade. This guy's a beast. I take him over Bryce Harper, personally.
I would too, Cap. We've agreed on that
he's
before.
He's a top five hitter. He's a gold glove caliber defender.
Well, who are you going to give to get him? Addison Russell has been the name that
everyone's throwing. What have I said to you? Addison Russell, Ian Happ, and a prospect.
Okay, so you're okay.
I would be
Javi
inclined
Baez's
to make that deal. I would not deal Javi Baez, deal Addison Russell. I'd be willing to include Happ in that deal.
You guys are looking at this incorrectly, though. why would Baltimore take that? They're going to have so many different like we're in our own little Cubs White Sox world here. Every contending team is going to make a play for Manny Machado, and even teams that are not. Maybe the White Sox, who would have, I think, a lot more that Baltimore
would want.
But the
Sox aren't in a position to give up prospects.
They're not going
to
trade prospects for this season.
Of the teams, Grody, that are in a position to give up prospects to win now or give up a package to win now, you've got to believe the Cubs have a pretty competitive.
Yeah, the White Sox aren't going to give anything up to get.
And all arrows point to the Cubs. Every report that's come out has said the Cubs are pretty much the front.
Why are you poo-pooing this, Grody? What do you know? Why are you poo-pooing this? Why? What's wrong with the Cubs?
White Sox may sign him in the offseason. They're not trading for him.
Well, no, you're probably right about that. I'm just saying that Baltimore would be more interested in what a team like the White Sox have as opposed to what the Cubs have right now.
There's no shot the Sox are going to take that gamble.
So, but again, with Baltimore is going to have a lot of different suitors. Why would Baltimore take Addison Russell, who has struggled now for a year, Ian Happ, who is wildly inconsistent, and you said a minor leaguer?
Cheap,
who's the minor
controllable
leaguer?
Contracts with talent.
Okay, but at some point in time, you need productive players, too.
And those guys are productive. I think that Ian Happ and Addison Russell have some trade value.
They do.
Absolutely, but not for Manny Machado. You guys just came on here and started the show talking about that you take him over Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper is worth more, I'm sorry, than Ian Happ and Addison Russell and random minor leaguer.
When you only have 3 months of control and you're giving up 3 years.
That lowers the price.
And 4 years.
Well, no, you're probably right in that regard. However, there's going to be more teams, again, that are going to have more to give up, like as in star prospect players.
Name one.
Well, the White Sox.
Well, the White Sox aren't going to do that.
Name a contender. They're not going to do that.
Name a contender. Stars right now either on that roster.
Yeah, right.
Why wouldn't the Houston Astros make a play for him?
Well, the Astros.
That's a fair one.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
That's a fair one.
Yeah,
but they're going to give up what we're going to give up, too. They'd give up a same caliber player as an Addison Russell or as an Ian Happ as well. They're not going to give away their stars.
Well, they're not going to
give away Anthony Rizzo.
Correa in a deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think it's possible. Well, they're not going to put Correa in a deal. And I honestly don't know what Houston has in its farm system, but I'm saying that the Yankees are going to probably make a play for him. I mean, any contending team is going to make a play for Manny Machado, and I think that they're going to get what they want. So I'm going to ask you guys. You guys think that the best offer the Baltimore Orioles are going to get at the trade deadline is Addison Russell and a minor leaguer and Ian Happ?
I don't know that Baltimore will take that deal. Mark. I don't know that, but I do know that we base a lot of what we talk about on the reporting by people who are in the baseball industry. And people who are national baseball reporters have linked the Cubs to the Orioles. I have not seen as much linking of the Yankees or the Astros to the Orioles.
I think part of the linking is, and maybe I'm going a little bit too deep in my thought process here.
I like it, Mark.
But yeah, here it comes. I think part of the linking is that the Cubs are sort of putting down a figurative down payment for him for when free agency hits, just to show Manny Machado and his people, yeah, we're very interested in this guy. That the word has been put out there, whether they have enough to get him, that remains to be seen, but at least act like you're interested.
Yeah, I don't believe that they'll end up getting him. I do not.
So who do you think does? The Yankees?
Because
that's who I think ultimately is.
They have a treasure trove of young players that they could definitely trade from. Cleveland reportedly has some guys in their system, and they need a jump start. The Dodgers have lost Seager for the year.
But they're so far out of it now. I mean,
they had a sweep this weekend. They're five back.
Okay. They have struggled to the point where you wonder where their head is in terms of willing to take. Because even in Chicago, he is a rental. You can't forget that. It's only 3 months that you're guaranteed. So looking forward, I mean, free agency is all about money, but you wonder how Machado will value that relationship with Albert Elmore Jr. that he referenced today when it comes to free agency, if the money is equal.
What if I told you you could eat a bunch of money? Tom Ricketts said to Theo, I'll eat a bunch of money. Chris Bryant's now your right fielder. Jason Hayward's in another city. And now Manny Machado comes over and plays wherever you want to
You mean this is postseason speculation?
Postseason.
This is a hypothetical taking place in November?
Correct.
I would be reluctant to move Chris Bryant to right field.
That's your reluctancy, but you can have Manny Machado, who leads the league in home runs. Your reluctancy is moving Chris Bryant, who showed he can play right field before.
I would be reluctant to move Chris Bryant to right field.
Why
is that so crazy?
Why? Wait,
that's your only thing that you're
holding
back.
Why don't you want him to play shortstop? When did Addison Russell become Ernie Banks?
Are you worried about Chris Bryant playing right field because he won't be good at it, or because he's too valuable at third base?
I think he's pretty valuable at third base. I think he likes to play third base. I think you want to keep your superstar happy.
No, he's a good baseball player. He could play any field.
Of course he could. That was a part of my answer. I didn't say he couldn't play right field. I said you want to keep your superstar happy.
Well, we just need you to explain yourself, sir.
I'm explaining myself, yeah. Grody. Mr. You're poo-pooing the whole Manny Machado thing, ruining my column for tomorrow.
Well, because I know stuff. Look, yeah.
Chris Bryant is your third baseman now and as long as he wants to be. I don't know that you want to move him. Why would you when you have the opportunity to have him? Bryant, Machado, Baez,
and Rizzo. Well, if I'm signing Machado
as
a free agent, not trading for him, where am I playing him, and then what am I doing?
You're playing him at shortstop.
Okay.
You're letting him play because he wants to play shortstop.
Okay, so then I slide Addison Russell to second and Javi Baez to third and Chris Bryant to right, and take that, David Hall.
Yeah.
Do you really think Chris Bryant would be that upset about moving to right field?
I do not.
I don't either. No. He doesn't even seem like that type of a
Their
person.
Their long-term projections had originally had him as an alpha.
I think they have got a better shot of getting Manny Machado in a trade than unloading Jason Hayward's contract. Okay.
I think we can all probably agree on that.
So that's the whole thing, you know, him going to right field predicated on that. So I would think that my possibility is as a greater chance of happening than your possibility.
Hey, Hall, as it relates to your column, I want it to happen, by the way, just so you know, if that gives you more confidence.
I'm not
back.
Quoting you, Grody.
Your loss, man.
Make quote cap,
If you want clicks, put my name in there.
Speaking of your column, let's talk about two starters who needed good starts this weekend and both delivered. Jose Quintana on Saturday night in game two of a doubleheader. And then Yu Darvish yesterday after a rough first inning. Settled down, did not allow another hit after the first. But Quintana on Saturday night. There is our Ankin Law Sports Talk Live poll question. NBCSportsChicago.com/vote. Whose good start was more important? For me, it was Darvish. You paid that guy $126 million to pitch like a number one, Shay.
Okay, but Cap, first of all, it was against the Reds. Let's start there. And second of all, he could have easily gone into the second inning with four runs. Easily. He was lucky.
Let me ask you a question.
He was poo-pooing stuff now.
No, he didn't. And then obviously he had no hits after that, I believe, for about four innings after that. But
five
innings after that. Grady finally got out of the fifth inning. How could I forget? But it was against the Reds. And
Doesn't matter. He had a horrible first inning.
The Reds, Reds had hitters.
Yeah.
The Reds have hitters, but the Reds are the worst team in the National League. They're not a good baseball team. They're not built to win.
Yeah, but this guy's
going to win some games.
You think one win in five innings of work is worth $126 million?
Nobody's saying that.
To me, Quintana's start was more important, if you're going to ask me which one I thought.
I was going to.
It's got to be you.
Agreed.
It's got to be you. You were waiting. Chicago was waiting.
You were waiting?
Yeah.
He was waiting.
Just call him Darvish, folks.
Darvish needed that more than any other pitcher staff, more than any other pitcher in town. Chicago got four great starts from their pitchers over the weekend with Ronaldo Lopez and Giolito with the Sox and Darvish and Quintana. But Darvish's was the most significant outing because everybody doubted him. He was flu Darvish. He was a guy that was, you know, soft. He still got a lot to prove, but this was a big first step.
Big step.
Yeah, I mean, he's paid to be great. I mean, and that's a high bar to set, but he's paid to be great. Jose Quintana in the trade that, you know, he came over to the Cubs, he was paid to be great sometimes and good most of the time, as you could tell as where they are in the rotation at this point. And, you know, back to your point, I get it, it's the Reds, but he's flopped against a lot of bad teams, so it's good to see him pitch extremely well against no matter what team it is. The Reds do have some hitters in that lineup for sure. So let's face it, like, we've all kind of questioned his mental capacity in terms of his strength, in terms of, you know, he didn't let the first inning derail him. He gives up a balk or he walks a pitcher.
That was the most significant part.
Well, right. So this time we saw him play through. So to me, it didn't matter what the team was that he just needed this to get going, because I don't think there's any of us that thinks that this guy's a bad pitcher.
All right. Marian Hossa made the inevitable official over the weekend. He says he's done forever playing hockey. So where does the three-time Cup champ rank amongst the greatest players in Blackhawks history? And the Stanley Cup final heading to Sin City. Vegas Golden Knights win the Western Conference in their first season as a team. So is it Vegas luck or skill that has the expansion team just four wins away from hockey's holy grail?
Crank up the heat and turn on STL. On NBC Sports Chicago, host David Kaplan brings his no-nonsense opinion to the table in a half hour on the topics that are trending with our teams.
We got the most mismanaged basketball team in the history of the world. Which franchise made the gutsiest draft day move?
I think Pac wanted to do this, and he finally got his way.
Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. Weeknights at 6 on NBC Sports Chicago.
We're back with the Great Clips Clip of the Week. And what a great story the Vegas Golden Knights are writing. How about this? They are headed to the Stanley Cup Final. A 2-1 win knocks out Winnipeg on Sunday, and now they will await the winner of Tampa Bay and the Washington Capitals. 500-1 if you bet them in Vegas before the season started. 500-1.
Love it. It's one of those stories in sports. Hockey is still a sport where intangibles matter probably as much as anything. Effort, motivation. This is the Golden Misfits, they call themselves. And these are players that everybody gave up on. Somebody gave up on them at some point to free them for the expansion draft. And they're coached by a coach who got fired. Mm-hmm. So this is the perfect marriage, and it's one of the best stories in sports.
And I'm going to bet no matter who they play in the Stanley Cup Final, they won't be favored. And I still think that they will come out and win games. I don't know that they'll win the Stanley Cup, but they will still come out and win games.
I would love to see them win the Cup.
I bet they'll be underdogs. If this was football, there would already be a movie being made about it.
100%. Plus, you also have the whole Vegas strong after the horrific...
Yeah, they have something to play for.
...shootings at the country concert. And so this whole city has... Everyone said you bring a team to Vegas, it's a bunch of transients. No one's going to root for it. The scene there is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of proves it for other teams in the future, and it's obviously a good test pattern, and we'll see what happens.
All right, let's talk about Marian Hossa. Over the weekend, he told the paper in his native Slovakia, "I'm done with hockey. I will never, ever play again." Where does he rank among the all-time best Blackhawks? He's got to be top five. I mean,
Are
you talking about all time?
Finish your thought, and I'll give you.
You got Bobby Hull.
Yeah.
You got Patrick Kane.
Right.
You've got Stan Mikita.
Right. Jonathan Toews, Duncan Keith, and then
hold on a second.
Hossa is somewhere in the second.
You're telling me he's not better than
Jonathan. You said who's the best Blackhawk? Marian Hossa's career might end up being better than Jonathan Toews' career as you compare them. But the best Blackhawk,
yeah,
Jonathan Toews is going to end up as a better Blackhawk than Marian Hossa.
I'm not so sure.
I agree with Hall on that one.
It's more than just hockey. You got to pick a statue.
Yeah. Hossa or Toews to put outside the United Center. Yeah. Who are you putting out?
Toews. The captain.
That's what I'm saying. It's more than hockey.
Asked and answered.
It comes down to
I think Duncan Keith is better, a better Blackhawk. Maybe even a more valuable overall player than Marian Hossa.
Top 10?
Yes. That's where I was going.
Absolutely. Yeah. Top 5 is a little bit ambitious.
I'll give you that one.
You were over your skis.
Yeah. You're right.
That's all right.
Yeah. You are right.
You got caught
wrong.
Up in the sort of retirement euphoria. That's okay. We give the guy his due when he walks away. He's always better than we think that he was. But Hossa was terrific. Really no downside. Best two-way player. Now, the best two-way player in Hawks history, that's a good argument because he played both ends.
Well, Jonathan Toews is pretty good as a two-way player as well.
Pretty good.
So,
Any player that was on one or all three of those Stanley Cup winning teams should go down as a Blackhawk great. I mean, they did.
There
the
many of them.
Right, there's a lot
Jalmerson?
Of them. There'd be a lot of them.
Yeah.
He was good enough to be traded.
They did something no one thought was going to happen.
Is Corey Crawford a better Blackhawk than Marian Hossa?
He's only won two cups now.
Yeah.
He only got two, Mark.
Two cups and.
Sharpie. How about Sharpie?
Oh, Sharp is another good.
Corey Crawford?
I don't think Sharp, though.
Have you lost your mind?
He won two cups.
Neither one of those guys measure up to Marian Hossa.
Three is greater than two.
Think about how awful, how wretched the Blackhawks were last year without Corey Crawford as their goalie. And how good they were.
And
up
they
until
didn't have argument, Mark.
Jonathan Toews wasn't very good either.
No, that's true. They didn't have Hossa. Okay.
All right, NBA draft is just over a month away, but Garpax's work is almost done. In fact, they've already made a promise that they'll draft a particular player.
Crank up the heat and turn on STL. On NBC Sports Chicago, host David Kaplan brings his no-nonsense opinion to the table in a half hour on the topics that are trending with our teams.
We got the most mismanaged basketball team in the history of the world. Which franchise made the gutsiest draft day move?
I think Pac wanted to do this, and he finally got his way.
Sports Talk Live, presented by the Chevy Silverado. Weeknights at 6 on NBC Sports Chicago.
Well, justified, delivered in the Preakness. Now one win away from being the 14th Triple Crown winner of all time and the second in 4 years. This race is 50 yards longer. He gets caught by the 8-horse right there, Bravazo. Another 50 yards, and Bravazo runs him down, a closer trained by Hall of Famer Dwayne Lucas. But Justify hangs on, and now we'll try and turn the trick June the 9th in New York at the Belmont Stakes. And you could care less, David Hawk, because you're not a horse guy.
Don't put words in my mouth. I think it's interesting when there's a chance for the Triple Crown. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to poo-poo it. I think it's good for horse racing. I'm not the biggest horse racing fan. You know that.
Right.
But I respect the fact that people get into it like yourself. And, you know, it's fun.
You're way over your allotted poo-poos, by the way.
Yeah, right? On this show, I agree.
Are you feeling uncomfortable? Yeah.
So Justify is going to win the Triple Crown, and I'm going to take it a step further. I think Bob Baffert, I've already said this to Cap, should be considered in the greats. You can put him in the same category as Bill Belichick, Greg Popovich, Nick Saban. Go ahead.
And I'm with you.
Because he has done the unthinkable, and with horses, not even humans. Horses don't even speak.
Wow.
So I'll put all my money
really?
On Justify.
Don't.
All what? My money.
You cannot get that kind of insight
What's
anywhere.
With all those horses
Fox
don't
32.
Speak
Horses
talk.
Don't speak.
They yeah. don't speak. What? So he is doing the unthinkable. Bob Baffert is the GOAT when it comes to horse racing.
I agree with that because I'm probably like Hall over here who apparently doesn't know or care about horse racing. I'm kind of like
Cap
that.
Totally is mislabeled. I'm not that interested in it.
Yeah, no, I'm like that too, but I know Bob Baffert. So that just tells you.
Bob Baffert.
And you know him?
He's the GOAT.
I do know Bob Baffert. It's a very Chicago sounding name too, even though he has nothing to
goat.
Do with Chicago.
You have a history with Bob Baffert?
No, I have no history with Bob Baffert.
You just know
Seth
him.
Seth Gruen has history with
okay.
Bob.
I know of Bob Baffert.
You know of him.
Yes.
I know of him too.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. That's my point.
I'm just trying to figure
out
why Cap
is trying.
That's why
you should bet on his horse.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to detract from the win
poo-poo.
By saying yeah. if it 50 yards longer, he would have lost?
He would have. All right, before we get out of here, White Sox and Orioles. Machado, we talked about on the mm-hmm. north side. Do you look at the White Sox? This weekend was big with Lucas Giolito. Big Ronaldo Lopez is the best pitcher no one's talking about in this city.
Paul Sullivan just wrote a column in the Tribune, but I get what you're saying.
He's like
he's getting some attention.
He's like
he
Carlos Zambrano.
More.
Like
say
everybody
that.
Was talking about Pryor and Wood, and
he's
Zambrano became the best of the bunch. Maybe
good.
That's Ronaldo Lopez as it pertains to Lucas Giolito.
I don't like
and
the
Michael
Zambrano
Kopech.
Comp. I hope
no.
Turn
I'm
out
not
like
saying he is like Zambrano. I'm saying it's sort of like everybody is so focused on Kopech and
yeah,
Dylan
Wood
Cease, Wood and Pryor, and then all of a sudden Zambrano was the best of that crew.
Well, I think people are starting to also now pay attention to the White Sox, so that's also helping the case for a lot of these pitchers and Reynaldo.
Giolito was very good too. I mean, that's two in a row that he was least gutsy and got to a start. That's very good to see.
We'll see. They get the Orioles for four, and you'll get that game tonight after. Leila Rahimi and Baseball Night in Chicago. That is a wrap for Sports Talk Live presented by the Chevy Silverado. We will talk with you again on this show tomorrow, Wednesday night. We will bring you this show live, guaranteed rate field, right there. So we'll see you tomorrow. And then Wednesday, mark your calendars, live from White Sox. See ya.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.